with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, here's some bummer news from Alex Trebek. He announced this morning on Good Morning America that after a period of improvement, his numbers have gone south, he says, dramatically. Uh-oh. And so he's going to have to go back to chemotherapy to try to beat this stage 4 cancer he has, pancreatic cancer. But he says he plans to continue hosting Jeopardy as long as he can. Saturday Night Live fired one of their new cast members, this guy named Shane Gillis, for using a racial slur, not in his act, but in a YouTube video that surfaced to this guy and a fellow comedian talking about a Chinatown neighborhood.
He got hired and fired before he ever appeared on the screen.
I don't even know if the guy ever got to New York. I think.
No, they said he had a great audition and he scored well, but they obviously didn't do their homework on the guy.
Well, a Saturday Night Live spokesperson said, quote, "After talking with Shane Gillis, we've decided he will not be joining Saturday Night Live. We were not aware of his prior remarks that have surfaced over the past few days. The language he used is offensive, hurtful, and unacceptable. We're sorry we did not see these clips earlier and that our vetting process was not up to our standard." So, this guy, Gillis, this guy who got fired, then went to Twitter and said, "It feels ridiculous for comedians to be making serious public statements, but here we are. I'm a comedian who was funny enough to get Saturday Night Live. That can't be taken away. Of course, I wanted an opportunity to prove myself at SNL, but I understand it would be too much of a distraction. I respect the decision they made. I'm honestly grateful for the opportunity. I was always a mad TV guy anyway."
Yeah, you were.
Okay, so last night, there were some in-concert tributes paid to Eddie Money. REO's Kevin Cronin led the band through a rendition of Two Tickets to Paradise. How about that?
Yeah, that's nice.
Kevin Cronin telling the crowd that Eddie Money was one of the band's best friends and credited him for being a funny mofo.
Like Sammy Hagar said the other night, every band should be playing an Eddie Money song tonight.
You know what Kid Rock did? He said, "We're going to play Shakin' in concert." He did that in Michigan last night. And Bryan Adams in concert in California last night performed a solo acoustic rendition of Baby Hold On.
I bet there wasn't a dry eye in the house then.
I hope he's still going to sing Summer of 69. Does this mean he's not going to do
that? Is this the show closer? Yeah. Somebody's got that on YouTube somewhere. I bet that's out there. I bet all these are. If you can keep the camera from, you know, steady.
That's right. Okay, and then Rick Ocasek. Let's see. Paulina Porizkova said she gave some more details about Sunday afternoon when she found Rick Ocasek in Ocasek's townhouse. She posted on Instagram that he had been recuperating at home following surgery, though she did not say what kind of surgery. She said she was at his house helping their children care for him when she found him while bringing him some coffee. She says, "I touched his cheek to rouse him. It was then that I realized during the night that he had peacefully passed on."
They said, the one I read said maybe some heart disease, and there was an emphysema might have played a part in there too.
And The Who Sunday night. Now, what are the chances Pete Townsend ripped in some Eddie Money, played some Eddie Money in concert in New York on Sunday night? What do you think? Did you check the set list?
Zero.
Did you haven't checked the set list? I won't believe it until you check the set list. The Who had to walk off stage mid-performance Sunday night at the
They were overcome with grief.
They were at the Long Island Theater, and there were some sound issues. Pete complained several times on stage about sound issues, and the audience, they couldn't hear anything. The sound kept cutting out, so at first the band continued, but then they had to stop. Roger Daltrey tried to use his mic at one point to talk to the audience, and no one could hear him. The power was eventually restored, forced the band to walk off the stage while the issues were worked out. Pete told the crowd, "I'm not in particularly good form anyway, so it's probably better you didn't hear me."
No Eddie Money.
What are you talking about?
I know, but it does document here that the mics went dead during the 10th song.
I wonder if that was the ghost of Eddie Money. Wasn't he born in New
York?
It
was a moment of silence.
He was born in New York. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that that Pete and Roger...
It was a practical joke from the money man from beyond.
They couldn't do any Think I'm in Love. They couldn't do Baby Hold On. They couldn't do Two Tickets to Paradise.
They could have.
But they elected not to.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the British. So maybe the Americana... experience that Eddie Money provides didn't sink in with them the way it did us.
Well, Canada's own Bryan Adams did it. He performed some Eddie Money, and he may have even passed on this legendary Bryan Adams hit just so he could pay tribute to Eddie Money last night. Brad and John, KISM.